Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com. Join Josh and Chuck, the guys who bring you Stuff You Should Know, as they take a trip around the world to help you get smarter in a topsy-turvy economy. Check out the all-new Super Stuffed Guide to the Economy from HowStuffWorks.com, available now exclusively on iTunes.
Welcome back. This is High Speed Stuff. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ben, and I'm sitting here today with Scott, the auto editor for HowStuffWorks.com. Scott, I've got a problem.
Okay.
I know. I don't want to start off on the wrong note here.
A problem. Okay, what's going on?
Well, you're the expert, and I'm, you know, the guy who asks questions, and the question I have today is, there's a little bit of frustration behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, I am not a millionaire, and I accept that there are costs that I incur just from owning an automobile.
Sure.
One thing that gets me all the time, changing my oil. I do it by myself rather than to take it in to an oil change service.
Oh, good for you.
Hey, you know, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's good. I personally haven't done that in a long time.
Well, you know, it does. That's the thing. It does take some time.
Yeah.
But the question I wanted to ask you about this is why do we have to do that? Why do I have to change my oil?
Why do you have to change your oil?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see. We can tackle this from a few different ways, but you have to change it because not only is it recommended, it's required, really, for your engine to operate smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, you'll soon find out why you need to change your oil. I mean, it won't be very long before you find out that, you should have been doing it.
Okay.
And the reason is that when you, I'm sure you've noticed this, since you change your own oil, when you drain that oil, what color is it when it comes out?
It is black.
Black. Yeah, that's what I thought. What color is it when it goes in?
It's kind of honey colored.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Which do you think is healthier oil or a better oil for your car? What do you think is a better lubricant? That greasy, grimy, gross looking stuff, or the real smooth honey colored oil?
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense when you think about it that way, that, you know, you can see, that's something you can actually see the difference in. When you pour it in, it's one consistency and one appearance. When you bring it out, it looks totally different, and there's a good reason for that.
Fair enough. That's a good point.
You want to know the reason?
Yes.
Okay. I can see you're trying to get it there. The reason is that engine oil is not a sealed system. It's subject to contaminants from the air, you know, because
the intake.
Sure, you've got the air intake, and there's combustion going on inside your engine, which is also, it produces soot, and there's, you know, a tiny bit of material that gets through the cylinder into the oil pan. There's a lot of areas that can be contaminated in your engine, and that's it's part of its responsibility is to carry that away.
You know, that's a very good reason. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds as though oil, engine oil, is designed to be consumable, like a headlight.
It definitely is. Yeah. Engine oil. It's not something that you can put in the car and forget about. You have to change the oil. It's extremely important. There are other fluids. Here's a good example. You've probably heard of lifetime fluid fills on cars, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's something that, you know, manufacturers like to say, or, you know, you hear it. Even let's say you take your car in for an oil change, you know, you might hear them say something like, that's a lifetime fill on this.
Mm-hmm.
Really what that means is, right, and it depends on the fluid, depends on where it's being used, and, you know, the component and the service that vehicle endures, like, you know, if it's a towing vehicle or whatever. But generally that means, you know, 100,000, it could be anywhere from 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 miles. But engine oil has to be changed every 3,000 miles.
Okay. Why isn't anybody making lifetime engine oil?
They can't, because it's not a sealed system. So like a transmission or something like that is a sealed system.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, other than, you know, the dipstick where you can pour fluid in. You know, a lot of them now actually don't even have a dipstick. The transmissions don't. You can't check the fluid like you did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special tool that you use to check the fluid level. It's pretty much a dealer activity now. You have to unplug it, so you have to unscrew something on the casing, have them use the special tool, which is a dipstick for the oil,
right,
and check it for you. It's not like you know, on top of the engine like it used to be.
That's interesting.
But again, it's a sealed system, and you know, there are other sealed systems in your cars, in your vehicles, differentials. You know, just a lot of systems that, you know, you don't normally crack open and add fluid to, unless, you know, if you do, there's a bigger problem than just the fluid.
Well, okay. What about brake fluid?
Brake fluid is not a sealed system. You do have to change brake fluid.
Yeah.
Not as often. Brake fluid in particular, it gathers condensation. It there's a term for it, and I'm sorry, I don't have it on the top of my tongue, but it absorbs water.
I see.
It has a real high absorption rate, so and you don't want water in your brake lines. The reason is that the temperatures that brake lines endure, it would cause the water to boil. The water then forms air bubbles, and air bubbles mean that you have, you know, inconsistent braking times or pressures. You know, so your foot may go right to the floor.
Right.
If you have water in your braking system,
That makes sense.
That fluid, you know, it pays to have that stuff changed out occasionally. It's not something that a lot of people like to do themselves. You can, of course, but that's another one that you need to fill, but not nearly as often as oil again. Oil is something that is just subject to so much outside contamination. It goes through so much because, I mean, it gets up to, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 degrees, or it can be up to 300 degrees inside the engine.
Right.
It breaks down. On a molecular level, it breaks down, and it becomes less useful.
I'm very glad to hear this news because, and I'm sure for most of our listeners, this is probably not news, because I had heard some people say that auto manufacturers believed it was not in their best interest to design a more durable oil. And, you know, I love the slightly conspiratorial air of that, but I really think that's unlikely, you know. I think it might be more convenient for everybody, but it sounds as though what you're saying here is that just the basic nature of an engine's function requires oil to kind of flush out some of these and absorb some of these contaminants.
Correct, yeah. I mean, it's meant to cool, it's meant to lubricate, but it's also meant to carry away the contaminants. It's meant kind of as a barrier, you know, something that, you know, it grabs that stuff and it holds on to it, and it won't let it go until you drain it out. Now, the problem with that is, though, that's what's also lubricating the moving parts in your car. So if you get, you know, whatever's in there that kind of gross stuff that builds up in there, the soot and the contamination, you know, the dirt and things like that that do get in there. The problem is that's now circulating in your engine, so you do need to get it out of there. It can't remain in there very long. You know, you normally change your engine oil every 3,000 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with synthetic oil, you can go a lot longer. In fact, BMW does a service for the Mini Cooper. And they recommend that you change the oil every 15,000 miles if you're using synthetic oil.
Wow.
So five times as long.
Yeah,
and
not bad.
I mean, again, check into your owner's manual and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, that's what I've got here in front of me. And I've heard that about synthetics before. I mean, still, it's not a lifetime fill. You have to change it every so often. And that just happens to be a longer time in between for synthetics. And I guess from what I understand is that synthetics also they seem to work better, you know, not better. They seem to continue to work longer, even when they're subject to these high temperatures. You know, they don't break down quite as fast as the mineral oil does.
Scott, you have persuaded me. You've won me over on this one, my friend. Just the same way I came in, desperate to get a flying car. In an earlier episode.
Yeah, well, we shot that one down.
Yeah, we did shoot that one down. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Because it was flying?
So to speak.
All right. And you've also made some really good points about changing oil. You know, some people are a little bit, right. What's a good word? Some people put it off.
Oh, sure.
But
they procrastinate about it.
I promise I'm not going to do that.
Have I said that enough that, you know, you have to change it? You have to change your oil. It's very important.
Yeah, let's say it one more time.
Okay, you have to change it.
Every 3,000 miles or every 3 months, right?
That's what they recommend.
That's the rule of thumb.
Yeah, now if you read your owner's manual, it might even be a little bit longer than that. That's what the oil change places will tell you is 3,000 miles, three months.
And the more you change it, we were talking about this earlier, right? The more often you change your oil in a long-term in a long-term situation, the better off your car will be.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it really. I mean, yeah. It's good for your vehicle. It really is.
Man, I don't know if I'm ready to start changing the oil every day.
No, not that often.
Oh, okay.
Not that often, but don't push it beyond what you should.
Well, here's one last question before we wrap this up,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't really necessarily pertain to changing oil so much as what happens with the old oil. And so that's why I wanted to ask you, what actually happens to used engine oil?
Well, hopefully it gets recycled. I mean, you don't want to dump that out anywhere. You want to take it to a recycling center,
mm-hmm.
and then from the recycling center, if you want to talk about where it goes from there, it's refined. It's brought back into condition for lubricating and cooling like it should. I'm not exactly sure if it goes back. If it can even be sold. For, let's say, an engine lubrication, like a motor lubrication.
Oh, okay.
You could buy it off the shelf. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would think that it would be more of a manufacturing solution, something that, they would be able to use that as kind of bulk material to cool, let's say, maybe like a cutting operation or something like that. Maybe not to cool the million-dollar machine that, is operating, but to cool maybe where where it's cutting the pipe or whatever it's doing. That's my best guess anyway is what happens to this, but they say that it's easier to refine used motor oil than it is to refine crude oil that comes out of the ground because it's already closer to where it should be.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I mean, it's just a matter of cleaning it and reconditioning it and getting it, reconditioning it and adding to it, whatever they do. I'm not sure the process, but it's
okay.
Easier for them that way.
So I should also be recycling
definitely.
The oil as well.
Definitely recycle it. Don't dump it out anywhere. Don't, it shouldn't go to the landfill or anything like that.
No more just pouring it out into playgrounds. Right? Okay.
Oh, I hope
I don't
kidding.
Do that.
I know
you have a daughter.
Good for a laugh, though.
Yes, only
but
a laugh.
Don't pour it into streams. Don't pour it down sewage pipes, whatever. Just a recycling center, and that's the way to go.
You have my word. And thank you for breaking this down. To all our listeners out there, thanks so much for tuning in. And I want to take a moment here to embarrass Scott just a little. You're way too modest to brag about it. But we have a blog on the homepage now. It's the High Speed Stuff blog.
That's right, we do. And you can find it on the homepage. And I post there every day. So, it's a chance for people to, write back and, make their opinions known.
Yeah,
check it out.
Fascinating information about all things auto-related, and you can find it on the homepage of HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.